Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Indian Army carries out military Operation Sindoor on 9 terror targets of Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi monitored the entire operation. Detailed briefing and operation later today. Several airports and parts of northern India to remain closed for commercial operations after Indian Armed Forces launch Operation Sindoor. Civil defense mock drills to be conducted across the country today. And Prime Minister reiterates India's water will remain within the nation, serving its rightful purpose for country's development. Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor post-midnight, hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. Minister of Defence in a statement said altogether 9 sites were targeted. The ministry further added that its actions have been focused, measured and non-escalatory in nature. The ministry informed that no Pakistani military facilities have been targeted. It added India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and method of execution. The Defence Ministry said these steps come in the wake of the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. It said armed forces are living up to the commitment that those responsible for this attack will be held accountable. Now we go live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra. Anupam, what latest update do you have on the Operation Sindoor?
Yes, Abhishek, Operation Sindoor was launched late in the night to hit terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India were planned. Indian Armed Forces successfully struck 9 terror hotbeds, and India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and methods of execution, and no Pakistani military facilities were targeted. Operation Sindoor came in the wake of Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 26 people were murdered. Prime Minister Narendra Modi constantly monitored Operation Sindoor throughout the night. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to chiefs of Indian Army, Indian Air Force and Indian Navy following the late night execution of Operation Sindoor. Abhishek, Indian Army will brief media on Operation Sindoor at 10 a.m. today, and further details regarding the operation are expected to be shared during the briefing. A meeting of the Union Cabinet is also scheduled today. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, for that live update. Well, moving on. Meanwhile, several airports in northern parts of the country are closed for commercial operations after Indian Armed Forces launched airstrikes in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, SpiceJet claimed that airports in Dharamshala, Leh, Jammu, Srinagar and Amritsar are closed until further notice. IndiGo has also advised its passengers to check the flight status from these airports. Moreover, Air India has also cancelled all its flight operations from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Chandigarh and Rajkot till 12 noon today. Most of the commercial flight companies have advised their passengers to check the status of flight before commencing the travel. In a video shared by several pro-Pakistani handles, it has been falsely claimed that the Pakistan Air Force has targeted Srinagar Air Base. The Press Information Bureau said the video shared is old and not from India. The video is from sectarian clashes that took place last year in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Pakistan. Social media posts falsely claimed that Pakistan destroyed Indian Brigade headquarters. PIB said the claim is fake. PIB urged people to avoid sharing unverified information and rely only on official Government of India sources for authentic information. Father of Shubham Dwivedi, one of the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, Sanjay Dwivedi has thanked Indian Army and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for conducting Operation Sindoor on terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He said they listened to the pain of the country. Mr. Dwivedi said his entire family has been feeling light since they heard the news of Operation Sindoor. He also said that Indian military has destroyed the terrorism that is flourishing in Pakistan.
मैं सलाम करता हूं अपने देश की सेना को और धन्यवाद अर्पित करता हूं अपने देश के माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को जिन्होंने देश की 140 करोड़ जनता के मन की बात को समझा, दिल के दर्द को समझा, उसके गुस्सा को समझा और जिस तरह हमारी सशक्त सेनाओं ने अदम्य साहस और शौर्य के साथ पाकिस्तान में पल रहे आतंकवाद का विनाश करने का काम किया है उसके लिए मैं सलाम करता हूं देश की सरकार को। आज मुझे ऐसा महसूस हुआ है कि शुभम की आत्मा को सच्चे तौर पर आज शांति मिली है।
Indian Army has said that Pakistan again violated the ceasefire agreement by firing artillery in the Bhimber Gully in Poonch Rajouri area. In a social media post, Indian Army said that it is responding appropriately in a calibrated manner. US President Donald Trump has reacted to India's operation against terror camps inside Pakistan and POK. Mr. Trump said people knew that something is going to happen. The US President further said that he hopes the tension between the two countries ends soon.
We just heard about it just as we were walking in the doors of the Oval. I guess people knew something was going to happen based on a little bit of the past. They've been fighting for a long time. You know, they've been fighting for many, many decades. No, I just hope it ends very quickly.
Moreover, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce has reacted over the closed-door UNSC meeting amid ongoing tensions between India and Pakistan. Addressing a press briefing, Ms. Bruce said that the U.S. remains in touch with the governments of both countries at multiple levels. The Indian Air Force will carry out a two-day mega military exercise in Rajasthan along the international border with Pakistan from today. The IAF has termed it a pre-planned routine training exercise that will involve all the frontline fighter jets, including Rafale, Sukhoi 30 and Jaguar aircraft. According to NOTAM, or Notice to Airmen, issued by the Airport Authority of India, the exercise is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. today and will continue until 9:30 p.m. tomorrow, restricting airspace in the affected areas. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The civil defense mock drills will be conducted across 244 districts of the country today. We have a report over preparedness regarding the mock drills across the nation.
The Director General of Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, Vivek Srivastav, said that common people should not be alarmed as it is a preparatory exercise and they should cooperate with the volunteers. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he said that it is an exercise to prepare people to counter any external threat.
This we are doing after a very long time across the country. So that is why this is a very large exercise. So we have made a SOP regarding how it is to be done and in what parameters, what way it has to be documented. So an analysis will be made. So the common people, there is no reason for them to be alarmed in the sense. It is a preparatory exercise. They should actually give their wholehearted cooperation from whatever instructions they receive from CD volunteers or from the controller of civil defense, who is the district magistrate.
In the national capital, Delhi Directorate of Education has directed all schools heads to organize training sessions for students and teachers on disaster response today. As part of a nationwide mega mock drill, authorities in Delhi will conduct Operation Abhyas at 55 locations. The civil defense exercise will involve active participation from the district controller, various district authorities, civil defense wardens and volunteers, home guards, as well as members of NCC, NSS, NYKS and students from schools and colleges. The border state of Punjab will conduct mock drill in 20 districts of state, including border districts of Amritsar, Firozpur, Gurdaspur, Pathankot and Tarantaran, with the objective to create awareness among the public and take necessary precautions in the event of any hostile attack. Moreover, schools in some border areas, including Amritsar, Fazilka, Firozpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been closed for now to keep students safe. In Maharashtra, civil defense mock drill will be conducted at 16 locations across 10 districts. The MHA has directed the authorities to conduct the mock drill in Mumbai, Tarapur, Thane, Pune, Nashik and 11 other districts. Some of the locations are sensitive like Tarapur, which houses the Tarapur Atomic Power Plant. In Telangana, the drill is scheduled to be held at 4 locations within outer ring road limits. These are Secunderabad and Golconda Cantonment, Kanchanbagh and Nacharam. In Gujarat, civil defense mock drill will be held across 18 districts including Vadodara, Surat, Tapi, Patan, Banaskantha, Ahmedabad, Dwarka, Kutch, Bharuch, among others. Mock drill for district administrations will begin at 4 p.m. with sounds of sirens, which will followed by blackout drill between 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mock drills will also be conducted in 5 important districts of Madhya Pradesh today. We have more from a correspondent.
5 districts of Madhya Pradesh, Bhopal, Indore, Gwalior, Jabalpur and Katni have been included in the mock drill to be conducted in the country today. Air raid warning alarms will be sounded and the entire district will be blacked out during the mock drill. While informing about the mock drill, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that whenever the Prime Minister gives instructions, the work is definitely completed. Our all 3 armies are fully prepared to deal with the enemies of the country. At the same time, an important meeting was held at the police headquarters in Bhopal yesterday regarding the mock drill. Top officials of all departments participated in the meeting. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's water will flow for India's benefit, it will be conserved for India's benefit and it will be utilized for India's progress. Speaking at a private TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister underscored the past scenario where India's rightful share of water was flowing beyond its borders. He said now India's water will remain within the nation, serving its rightful purpose for the country's development. Talking about the significant work of interlinking of rivers undertaken by his government, the Prime Minister pointed out that for decades, river water was used as a reason for disputes between states. He cited key projects such as the Ken-Bethwa Link Project and the Parvati-Kali-Sindh-Chambal Link Project, emphasizing that these initiatives will benefit millions of farmers by ensuring water accessibility.
पहले भारत के हक का पानी भी बाहर जा रहा था अब भारत का पानी भारत के हक में बहेगा भारत के हक में रुकेगा और भारत के ही काम आएगा.
The Common University Entrance Test has been postponed until 13th of May. The National Testing Agency announced this last night. The exam was originally set to begin tomorrow. The NTA said city intimation slips will be issued by today. The CUET UG has seen a record 13.5 lakh applications this year. In a pattern shift from last year, the exam will be conducted only in the computer-based test CBT mode. U.S. President Donald Trump held a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House in Washington, D.C. today. During the meeting, Mr. Carney said that Canada is not for sale and the opportunity is in partnership and building together. He further said in a social media post that it is the beginning of a new relationship between Canada and U.S. We will bring a special bulletin on Operation Sindoor in English at 9 a.m. and Hindi at 9:15 a.m. Tune into Akashwani Gold for the special bulletins. Akashwani will also bring live broadcast of briefing by the Minister of Defence and External Affairs on Operation Sindoor at 10 a.m. today. In the Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra has taken the top position in the medals tally with 22 medals, including 6 gold. Rajasthan is at second place with 8 medals, including 6 gold. Karnataka team is in the third place with 18 medals, including 5 gold. Today, the fate of a large number of medals will be decided in swimming, shooting, archery and Gatka events. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. The aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attacks makes for front page news in all dailies. State Union Territories anchor down for civic defence exercise leads Hindustan Times. Nationwide mock drill slated for 4 p.m. to test readiness. More exercise soon, writes the Tribune. UNSC raps Pakistan on Pahalgam attack, rejects false flag claim, headlines the Asian Age. Indian Air Force to start mock drill on Pakistan border amid civil defence exercise, informs Business Standard. India-United Kingdom successfully conclude historic free trade agreement, FTA, leads the Statesman. Modi hails historic trade pact with United Kingdom, states the Pioneer. Prime Minister speaks to Emir of Qatar as India steps up outreach, notes the Hindu. The Times of India quoting the United States government says Harvard will receive grants until it meets White House demands. And finally, Palestinian poet Mosa wins Pulitzer Prize, reports Financial Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian Army carries out military Operation Sindoor on 9 terror targets of Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi monitored the entire operation. Detailed briefing on the operation later today. Several airports in parts of northern India to remain closed for commercial operations after Indian Armed Forces launch Operation Sindoor. Civil defence mock drills to be conducted across the country today. Prime Minister reiterates India's water will remain within the nation, serving its rightful purpose for country's development. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.